Dan's here, and he brought along his twang.
That's right. We've had an unusually rich December in terms of music that's not necessarily Christmas music, and this weekend is a prime example. We have a few of my favorite, both local and national acts that bring a little of that twang to town with them. And we're first talking about Justin Towns Earl, who's one of my personal favorites. He's the son of Steve Earl, who a lot of people know, kind of an outlaw troubadour in his own right. Justin Towns Earl's put out a few records now. His most recent is called Nothing's Gonna Change the Way You Feel About Me Now. It came out back in March.
Mama, I'm hurting in the worst way. I got no money in my pocket, no place to stay.
This is a record where he has incorporated a lot of that Memphis stack soul sound, a little horns. He recorded the whole record live with his band in Asheville, North Carolina last year in about a five-day stretch. It's a great collection, and he's playing at the State Room on Saturday night, and if anyone hasn't seen him, he's a blast. He's a real kind of a retro vibe, but a really great time every time he plays.
And where'd you find the local twang?
The local twang, we got a couple of good options. On Friday night, Bronco, local sort of country rock band, they're playing at Pat's Barbecue. So you just go down and get some awesome food at Pat's at 7 o'clock, and there's no extra cover charge. You get to see a great local band that does some little country and a little rock and roll. And then Saturday night, before the Justin Towns Earl show, there is a show by a band called Open Orchard Revival. That name is not necessarily familiar, but what it is a sort of super group of the Polka Dots and the Trappers, two local bands who have a little bit of twang and folk and country to them. They got together to make a gospel album, and this is that project. They're playing at the First Christian Reformed Church. It's part of this 9th and 9th concert series. It's at 8th, basically 8th East and 9th South on the corner there, and that's a $10 suggested donation, and 10% of all the proceeds go to the Christmas Box House. So you'll get some gospel tunes, you'll get some Christmas tunes, you'll get a little Trappers and Polka Dots. Great stuff all weekend.